I'm Talkin', episode 371 for May 25th, 2025. This is Joel from the I'm Talkin' Microcast, where I share my thoughts on a topic that has piqued my interest this past week. This week, we're talking week. So the word week is not the days of the week, and so a little confusing in the opening there, but this is where we're talking about like lack of strength or appearing to not have a backbone, maybe, if you want to look at it that way. And many people do. And so it's a very unpopular term in today's world. No one wants to be seen as being weak. No one wants to have that as part of how they are described. And also, nobody wants to admit it, even when you don't have the strength to go on, maybe, or if something is not quite right, it's hard to admit that something's wrong because you feel like you might be exposing an internal weakness and you don't want to do that. And there may be mental things that we push to the back because we don't want to appear to be weak. And that is the world that we live in. And therein lies the challenge for those of us who call ourselves Christians. The scripture where the word weak comes from is Psalm 103, verses 10 through 14, where it says, "He does not punish us for all our sin. He does not deal harshly with us as we deserve. For his unfailing love towards those who fear him is as great as the height of the heavens above the earth. He has removed our sins as far from us as the east is from the west. The Lord is like a father to his children, tender and compassionate to those who fear him. He knows how weak we are. He remembers we are only dust." So this set of verses is talking about God's forgiveness to us. And it says, he knows how weak we are. So you think of those first verses about his loving kindness being so great, as about his tender and compassionate nature being so amazing, even when he knows how weak we are and that we are only dust. So even in our weakness, where God knows that we're going to fail, where God knows that we don't have the strength to be all that we should be without the power of the Holy Spirit within us. And even when we have that power and choose not to use it, we still fail. And that failure in the Christian world is called sin. And yet, in these verses, it says God knows that weakness. God knows that we are only dust, and yet he chooses to love us. He chooses to separate our sins from us as far as the east is from the west, which, if you don't know, is unmeasurable distance. So while we are weak, and we think that's not a good way to live in the world in which we have been raised, it is an awesome way to live as Christians because we get to rely on the power of God to live through us, knowing with God and agreeing with God that we are weak. Until next week, this is Joel from the I'm Talkin' Microcast.